Improvisation, Music from the Inside Out by Mildred Portney Chase. Introduction. Everyone has vast creative ability which needs only to be activated and nurtured. To improvise is natural and intuitive. The educational system encourages elitism, however, in music by eliminating it from the essential curriculum. Institutions have cut the non-essential subjects such as music and art practically to the bone. Albert Einstein was known to improvise at the piano on a daily basis, especially during periods of work on serious projects. Who is to say at which point this creative mind switched tracks from the musical to the scientific as he continued working through problems of wide-reaching effect? Who knows what ideas may be sown in such sessions that light the way to the subconscious mind where intuition constantly lends herself to our every effort? Improvisation could be described as the imagination guiding an action in an unplanned way, allowing a multitude of split-second adjustments. We improvise in all areas of our lives every day, as in speaking, for example. Simply giving ourselves permission to play what we seem to hear in our minds, or what our fingers mindlessly find for us, intuitively led, is really all that is required to release our ability to improvise. Many people develop a positive embarrassment associated with being creative. There are too many highly educated people who have never really tapped into their own creativity. Once the barriers of self-doubt and self-consciousness have been broken down, the gap between the level of improvising and that of already acquired playing skills is easily bridged, regardless of the student's age or degree of experience. I have been impressed on too many occasions by real success for me to believe that this ability belongs exclusively to the quote talented. Any small kernel of an idea can stimulate a forest of growth.